End of June, beginning of July 2006. I'm Rabbi Brian. Welcome to the podcast. I want to start with a quote from Orson Welles. It's a great quote. And it says, "The absence of limitations is the enemy of art. The absence of limitations is the enemy of art." If you give people a piece of paper, you give adults a piece of paper and a box of crayons, and you don't give them any rules, they don't make art. But if you give them rules that they have to use 6 colors and 5 shapes, art is made through those limitations. Art is coming up with a creative way around the boundaries that exist. That's what art is. That's why art and religion are so closely related. The absence of limitation is the enemy of art. Give somebody strong, stringent limitations, and if they can come up with a way of still expressing their soul, even through those limitations, they will have come up with something artistic and beautiful. Limitations. The word limitation comes from the word limit, from the word limen, which means threshold or doorway. It's a doorway from one thing to another. Limitations are things that separate between them, between this and that, between us and them, between you and me, between good and bad, between outside and inside. They're all limitations. We have to have these limitations, these demarcations, these borders, these boundaries, or our world would be complete chaos. We need to be able to figure out how to live artistically within these borders, these boundaries, these limitations. Some of my friends, I remember I thought it was goofy at first when they did it, and I've become the same way now. When I open a menu and there are too many options on that menu, there are 20,000 different things that I can order at the restaurant, it overwhelms me. I don't want that many choices. I don't need 20 different varieties of Coca-Cola, Diet Coke with lime, Diet Caffeine Coke lime. Too many choices. It overwhelms me. Yet when I don't have any choices at all, I get upset. In our lives, we live in the in-between. We live between needing limits and not wanting limits. Between this and that. We live in that doorway, in that threshold. I don't have a huge conclusion for this week's topic, just to give you lots of wishes of love and joy and peace. I'm Rabbi Brian.